I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Hang out! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Amy Tarkanian joining us. She's the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, the spouse of Danny Tarkanian, the mom to the entire Tarkanian clan, and she joins us. What are you up to today?
Well, I'm exhausted listening to all the things that I do.
I know, and you do them all, and you do them well. What are you up to today? Are you doing mom stuff or are you doing campaign stuff?
I'm doing both. You know, I'm really good at juggling. That's what moms are great at. I've got four kids. Two of them are still in school. Two of them are out of school. I have to go and get my hair done so that way I can look pretty for my hubby. And then I've got a bunch of campaign stuff.
I want to ask you, speaking of campaign stuff, a bunch of your opponents... Scott Hammond.
My husband's opponents. You know, okay. It's so funny. People seem to think I'm the candidate. I'm not.
I know.
Even though I speak on behalf and I know where he, what he believes, what he doesn't believe. You know that we don't agree 100% on things, right?
I know that.
Isn't that crazy? Crazy thought. But some people think that we're like identical twins or something at the brain.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Scott Hammond and Michelle Mortensen have gone negative, it looks like.
Oh, Michelle's been negative for a long time. Scott, I was surprised. Scott just went negative on a mailer, and he's been really kind and focused on policies and keeping things polite up until recently. So that was a big disappointment.
Well, that you always wonder, does that mean that they're worried? You've seen polling. You've seen external polling. Maybe you've seen some internal polling. Is the polling that we've seen publicly, is it holding up?
Yep, absolutely. It's holding up. And so now what you do at the last minute, and I mean, I guess you got to remember that a campaign's a campaign, and at the end of the day, you know, you're still running against each other, and you're not just friends, even though I would consider him to be a friend. You know, I still have to remember that he's running in a race against my husband, but... I thought he was going to stay on the up and up the whole time, and instead what he decided to do was regurgitate a bunch of garbage that Senator Heller had thrown at Danny when Danny was still in the Senate office, and regurgitate some of the garbage that State Senator Michael Roberson had regurgitated in the last race. So I'm really disappointed that Scott Hammond would go that route. He didn't need to, because it's not helping him in the polls. He's still way down. Danny's ahead by a long shot. So it's disappointing that he did that.
And by the way, a lot of this is simply not true. I saw the Michelle Mortensen mailer. It says Danny Tarkanian has lost all five of his elections. If he did, then what were we all doing out on the terrace at Born and Raised after beating Michael Roberson and being outspent, like, what, 4-1, 5-1, whatever it was? Was that a victory or was that something else?
No, that was a huge victory. Are you kidding? Yeah, you were correct. He was outspent 4-1. Not only that, I mean, he had every establishment person possible against him. So, you know, that's something Danny's used to, unfortunately. He's used to having to take the tough hits by the opposition on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's unfortunate. And that's something that historically for him has been the nail in his coffin, is unfortunately by our own party. By the time it's time for Danny to get into the general, our own party has done so much damage that it's hard to climb out of the hole financially. But this time we don't have that. And so for somebody like Mortensen, who this is her first rodeo, you know, she thinks she knows what she's doing just because she's got Mike Slanker. Mike Slanker knows what he's doing, but her mailers, they are misleading as well. The information she's putting out there on social media is incredibly misleading. She thinks she's doing the right thing, and she's not. She's burned so many bridges that if she decides to run for something else in the future, there's no way in heck, we'll keep it nice, that she's going to get the support that she needs from a number of folks out there. She's really made some people angry.
From what you've seen of the polling, gosh, you're in a war zone there. Excuse me.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, it's all right.
I'm on the corner of Charleston and Rancho. It is a war zone. There's two hospitals nearby, so.
you hear a lot of that stuff. Let me just ask you, though, from the polling you've seen, who's the prime competition right now? Who are the ones you fear right now?
Well, Susie Lee. And I'm not joking. I'm not being, I don't even know what the word is. I'm not trying to be like full of myself or full of my husband or, I mean, he is so far ahead right now that honestly, both sides are focused on each other. Susie Lee, if you look at her email blast, if you look at anything on social media where she talks about her opponent, it's all about Danny. Every single piece is about Danny and the fact that the president supports Danny. And would you please donate to us today because we don't want the president's choice, Danny Tarkanian. So we are doing the same thing. We are 100% focused on Susie Lee because Danny is so far ahead of Scott Hammond, Michelle Mortensen, and Dave McKeon. It's I don't want to call it a runaway because you don't want to, you know, take things for granted, but that's truly where we're at.
Okay. I want to ask you about Roseanne. What she tweeted out was reprehensible. But now a lot of liberal Democrats, the same people that applaud Joy Behar and others on The View, they're now taking after the president saying, well, it's the president that is inciting this kind of racist stuff. Can we blame this on the president or is this Roseanne's fault?
You can't control people. I mean, heck, if the president has that type of control on an individual, wow. I mean, that's pretty impressive, right? No, that's ridiculous. I mean, you've got so many people out there. You've got reporters on the left that are constantly, you know, using curse words, foul language against our president. You've got entertainers constantly putting out on social media curse words against our president. We are not responsible. The president is not responsible for anyone's actions. No one is responsible for his actions. For your own. I mean, I'm not responsible for Danny's actions. Danny's not responsible for my actions. You know, his mom has to take, who's the mayor pro tem and sits on the city council. She has to take a lot of hard votes. And there are votes where where Danny and she disagree, and then later on he has to go in front of them as a donor and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry that my mom voted this way." And even they know, they go, "Hey, you can't control the way your mom votes or thinks. I mean, you can't control anybody else but yourself." So that's ridiculous. But it is unfortunate for what she did. We were moving in the right direction, I think, by having more conservative conversations being inserted into television. So by her doing this and not thinking it through before she pressed send, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I think all of us, before we send that next tweet, should review before we push send. I mean, that just makes sense.
Yeah, usually a good way to know that it's probably not okay is when you sit there and go, should I send this? Should I not send this? Should I send this? Should I not send this? Usually 9 times out of 10, that means don't send it.
Delete.
If you're second guessing yourself, yeah.
Delete.
Don't send it.
I got to ask you, because this is something that Danny will be dealing with, you know, when he goes to Congress in January. This whole notion of North Korea, is the summit on? Is it off? Is it June 12th? Is it slightly later than June 12th? What do you make of this and the way the president has played this issue?
Oh, I think he's done it brilliantly. I mean, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I think he's done a really good job at trying to keep us abreast of what is actually taking place. You know, he can't sit there and tell us every moment. I know people joke about it and say, oh, well, he tweets about everything. Okay, well, he very well may, but he's not going to give us every single play-by-play. Like, oh, I just got off the phone at 10:10. I just made an appointment at 10:12. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to get that. So if the summit has to be moved from the 12th to, you know, several months back, I mean, that's not our That's not our place. It's not our spot. And if that's what it takes, is you have to push it back to get things situated, get the groundwork going, then fine. Who are we to complain? This is the first time in history, actually in the last 60 years, that we've had a U.S. president, or for anyone that matter at this status, being able to sit across a table from this dictator. So I think this is a good thing. I think we just need to chill and watch.
Amy Tarkanian joining us, the wife of Danny Tarkanian, former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. I'm just curious, this whole political thing that's going on now, and it seems that everything is political. Do you worry? Do you worry about the climate that we are living in today, where everything, every little nuance becomes political?
Well, just push back. I mean, that's our job. Push back and don't make it political. I mean, honestly, I sit there with my kids and I explain to them what's good, what's bad, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. And then if there's an instance where you need to have self-deprecation inserted, then have self-deprecation inserted. If you need to laugh about a certain situation to make things lighter and move the conversation on, then fine, do that. But I think right now, we're taking things way too serious at a level that's absolutely ridiculous. When you can't walk out your door and you've got to think about every little thing that comes out of your mouth, I mean, give me a break. Yeah. Just push back and move on.
I'm with you. I want to ask you, only because I do this every couple of weeks with you, being able to find out a little more about Susie Lee. Nobody seems to know anything about Susie Lee other than she's rich and she's a philanthropist and she knows how to raise money. What do we know about her from a policy standpoint? What is it? What part of the Schumer-Pelosi agenda is she going to embrace? Or is it going to be all of it?
Well, it seems to me it's going to be all of it. If you look on her social media feed, it's as progressive as it can come. She's got every progressive talking point down to a T. And she's definitely out there. It's different from the time when Danny ran against Jackie Rosen, who's now running for Senate. You know, they kept her hidden. Kind of like the same thing for what they're doing in Congressional District 4 with Crescent Hardy on the Republican side. You know, you see candidates that want to take the route of actually stepping out, like Stephen Horsford and Susie Lee. Which, you know, I have to give credit to Susie Lee for actually wanting to campaign. Jackie did not campaign. But I think as far as where Susie Lee stands on things, it's every single progressive talking point, and it's plain and simple. It's everything opposite of Danny. There's really, I don't believe, any common ground, not that I've seen so far. So I don't know. And for those candidates out there who have decided not to campaign, I think they're doing a disservice to the constituents out there, to the voters. You know, Chris and Hardy shouldn't be hiding his head as a former congressman. He should be out there and feeling confident about his stance. And then you've got someone like Dave Gibbs, who I happen to be very close with, and I think he would do a tremendous job in Congress, you know, trying to get his message out. And then you've got Danny going out there, also getting his message out. And so, you know, I think that you should be looking at the candidates that are not afraid to speak up, speak out, and go out and shake hands with the folks. Now, I'm not saying that makes Susie Lee the best candidate, but I do give her brownie points for doing what Jackie Rosen did not.
Amy, if folks want to help, even at this late date, help Danny in his campaign, where do they go? How do they volunteer? How do they give money? How do they find you guys?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to need assistance. Like I mentioned earlier, we are focused on the general election. Susie Lee is already focused on Danny very heavily. And in fact, this Saturday, we are having a Golden Knights watch party at our campaign office, and that's at 110 Palms Airport Drive, Suite 120. We're going to have food and games. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can sign up to help us then. Your time, treasure, or talent. We need people to get on the phones, people to walk doors. We would love to have your donations. You can also do that at TARK, TARKNV.com. That's TARKNV.com. And once again, that address, this Saturday, 5 p.m., the campaign office at 110 Palms Airport Drive, Suite 120. We'd love to have you on Team TARK.
And you might even be watching a win in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final.
I love it. I got on my Golden Knights gear today.
I do too. Hey, Amy, we'll let you go. Thanks so much. Give our best to Danny, and we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's Amy Tarkanian joining us from, I don't know if that was the campaign trail or if that was the mom trail. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges. Yet. Please check out Nevada's Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, CC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. I am a proud supporter of President Trump and his America First agenda. We've seen great improvements in our economy and many successes overseas. You need a congressman who will work with our president to keep us going in the right direction. I will be that congressman who focuses solely on you as we work to keep America great. Please vote in the primary election, and when you do, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up top of the hour, Jim Small, a candidate for Assembly District 2, will join us. He's running against John Hambrick, and that is going to be a hotly contested race. Jim Small has been campaigning all over the place. I see him everywhere. I never see John Hambrick out. I don't know whether they're doing that rope-a-dope, that classic rope-a-dope. I'm the incumbent, but I mean, he's, you know, John Hambrick, remember, was one of the guys that everybody's talking about around the state. They'll never survive. They supported the largest tax increase in the history of our state. I don't know. Going to be interesting to see. Jim Small will join us, though. Top of the hour as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is early voting day. Hey, over lunch, why don't you drop by one of the many locations and early vote. Get her done. Yeah. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by Jim Small, running for Assembly in District 2. Don't forget, early voting underway right now on your lunch hour today. You want to take 10 minutes and vote and have it done? It is not a long ballot. You can do it in about 10 minutes. And as long as you know what you're voting for and who you're voting for. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I voted out 5 minutes because I went with my ballot already marked.
Oh, smart lady.
Got in, got out, no problem. Got in, got out, no waiting. It was great. Number one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. The Democrats always run nasty campaigns against each other, and then they hug and kiss and make up and screw the world. But I am very disturbed about one of the ads about Chris G. There are a couple of things in there that I don't understand. Her husband's been dead for 2 years. Is he still getting paid by somebody?
No.
If he is, okay. That's number one, because that ad is very misleading. Number two, if she works in the school district for 24 years, is she retired and getting retirement pay from the school district? And are we supporting her in multiple ways, not just her salary at the commission or maybe at the governorship, God forbid?
Well, let me just tell you, there are political consultants out there who look into just this kind of stuff. I can promise you that Adam Laxalt, by the way, Adam Laxalt is going to be with us in studio tomorrow, and we'll get a chance to visit with him. I'll ask him about some of this stuff. Some of those charges that are out there that Sisolak has brought up, and is that going to be fodder for the general election campaign? Because I think most people, at least all of the polls, seem to indicate that Laxalt is way ahead in the gubernatorial primary. But I'll ask him if that's stuff that's going to be brought up during the general election campaign.
There's another question. When you mentioned Sisolak's name, I am so offended by his ad saying he was a single father of two girls and he needed Planned Parenthood. What, he didn't know how to teach his girls how to be decent human beings?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. First of all, I was a single parent of a boy and a girl. I taught them both. They both went to college. They're both educated. They both have decent families. You know, being a single parent does not give one a gold star.
Or necessitate a trip to Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. And I was once a big supporter of Planned Parenthood because they did a lot of good stuff. Now all it is the upper echelon gets lots of money and nothing comes down to the people.
Wow.
I haven't seen a free mammogram. I haven't seen a free pap smear offered. If you want an abortion, you pay for it. They'll do it, but you pay for it. And then they sell the body parts. Uh-uh.
There you go.
And it's not that I am anti. I'm not anti-choice. I think everybody has a right to make their choice. So that's not my commentary against Planned Parenthood. It's the same commentary I have against the United Way and the Red Cross and all of those others. Goodwill, where the owners or the upper echelon make millions and the plebs get nothing.
Gotcha. Judy, I'm glad you called and I thank you. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844. The number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. One of the things I want to get onto is this whole notion that the president is somehow responsible for the horrendous, maybe Ambien-induced tweets, the racist tweets of Roseanne Barr. But to somehow be able to pin this on the president, I think is a major, major stretch. Now there may be those out there who honestly believe that he is responsible. That somehow he has created a climate of hate. Bring it on. Give it your best shot. Call me. If that's what you really believe, that the president has created some sort of atmosphere that lends itself to hate. No, I'm serious. If you honestly believe that way, you call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. I want to find out if you honestly believe it. Now, the president was speaking last night at a big rally. And some of these people waited 8 hours in the rain to get in and see the president. And he did not disappoint. Let's go to cut 4. Because the president talked about the visa lottery, talked about chain migration, crying Chuck Schumer. I just love this. Oh, and you know what? The president, he's just warming up for 2020. This is just kind of... This is just loosening up, just, breaking down the adhesions in his shoulders. No, that's what this is about. This was the president last night in Nashville.
Not only that, we have to do something with the lottery. We have to do something with chain migration. We have a guy in New York a year ago. He ran over and killed 8 people, right? 8 people. And nobody ever talks about the people that were injured. Did you ever notice? They say 8 people would died. Well, about 12 are just horribly injured. They lose an arm. They lose a leg. These are people that are running alongside of the Hudson River, which I know so well. And they're running. And this maniac takes his car. He's driving fast. He goes. He knocks off as many people as he can. 8 people killed. Many people badly injured. Missing a leg. Missing an arm. Can you imagine? These are people different from me in the sense that they want to run. I don't want to run. They want to run. And they go and they work hard and they want to look good. And they come home because of this maniac and others like him. Look at what's going on all over the world. Look at what's going on. Look at what's happening to Europe. So they go and they take this man, right? And he got here and he's got 22 people that came in. His mother, his father, his grandmother, his uncle, his brother, his sister. You got 22 people come in for this one guy. That's called chain migration. 22 people. And then, of course, you have the wonderful lottery system that was started by Chuck Schumer, or sometimes referred to as Crying Chuck Schumer, right? Crying Schumer. I know him for so many years. I knew him from New York so long. Crying Chuck. Remember, he was crying. He was so sad. He got up. He was crying. He was working those tears. He was trying so hard. He was trying so hard that actually they weren't tears. It was sweat he was working.
I just love this guy. I think it's so cool. I think it's so cool when the president is out on the stump. I absolutely love it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more from the president. Because the president got into a lot of stuff that normally you don't hear from the White House about. For instance, on security and safety. That's going to be a part of the Republican platform. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. You hear something from the president and it, you need to talk about it. That's fine. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Helgling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Helgling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to elizabethfornevada.com, paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Helgling.
Hello, I am Judge Leon Aberstury, and I'm running for the Nevada Supreme Court, Seat C. Too many judges lose focus on the fact that they are public servants. The courtrooms provided by the citizens of the state of Nevada belong to the people of Nevada. Judges must remember that they preside over a courtroom. They do not own it. I, Judge Leon Aberstury, believe that the core mission of any court system is to resolve the problems that people bring to a court in a timely manner after giving the parties a fair opportunity to be heard. Judges must use common sense and apply the laws passed by the legislature. Appellate courts must respect the separation of powers and the roles of the legislature and executive branches. I believe that our courts should not lose focus on the fact that the courts are affecting real lives. Appellate judges should not rule in the abstract and must always consider the human impact their decisions will have. People deserve to have their cases treated with dignity. Please cast your vote for Judge Leon Aberstury. Paid for by the LA for Justice Campaign Fund.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare, and I'll fight all tax increases, because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget, it's how liberals will bankrupt hard-working Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform, now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. The president in Nashville last night, and I'm glad he did this because he gave kind of a thumbnail sketch of what the 2020 reelection campaign is going to be about. And this is cut five. This is the president on security and safety, and that it's going to be not just a part of the 2020 campaign, but really a part of the midterm campaigns. Here's the president from last night.
We're not going to be a stupid country anymore. We've stopped it. We're not going to be. And you can say what you want, but I think border security and security general is a great issue for the Republican Party. I think it's a great issue, not a bad issue. So if you want the strong borders, if you want crime to stop, and by the way, as a country, we have it way down, but then you take a look at a place like Chicago. What the hell is that mayor doing? What is he doing? But we have crime is down in the country, but we need Republicans, and we need to get out and vote for Marshall. If you want your communities to be safe, if you want your schools to be safe, if you want your country to be safe, then you must go out and get the Democrats the hell out of office, because there's no common sense.
I love that. Nah, I think the president is setting up not only the midterm election in November, but he's setting up what I think, could be wrong, I think it's going to be the 2020 re-election campaign. It's going to be safety, security, a better economy, North Korea in check. It makes sense. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, I was going to answer your question about the atmosphere that Trump's created, but I agree with what you just said. And look, this is a difficult subject. You know, we don't want to get you fired. But Trump has stood up, really. Look, I was watching TV when he elected, and a black commentator said immediately, this is a white lash. And, of course, he was correct. He didn't couch it in those terms, Trump. But I'm sick of the accusations of white men being bad, doing this, and neglecting, and I'm glad Trump mentioned this, neglecting this epidemic of black violence in Chicago, in Detroit, in Baltimore. And I don't care if it's black-on-black violence. And, you know, we're going to get to the point where he's not allowed or we're not allowed to speak about this because it's racist. And I'm glad he mentioned the school shooting. I think he should have addressed the country after the school shooting. But if he did, he would have been accused of racism because he's talking about white people killing white people. But he's got to address these social justice issues, which I'm very big on. And I'm glad you just played those two clips. So really, he's standing up for people against these constant accusations of racism and of being bad, which is part of their strategy to beat us down. Now, I'm aware of the original sin of this country. I'm aware we're never going to get over it, but we have to address some of these other issues without constantly playing defense. As far as Roseanne, I really don't care. I'm not going to apologize. I'm sorry to hear Wayne Root got soft and apologized. You want free speech, you're going to have it both ways, and you're going to have to attack this issue of the blacks, of the whites, bringing in Muslims, disregarding everything. So I'm for Trump on this, and I think he has to address social issues much, much more. As far as Roseanne, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Roseanne, if that includes Roseanne's free speech rights.
Yes, she has free speech, and she was canned. And I'm going to defend her. I'm not going to back off from this. I've been under this 40 or 50 years with people spitting when they cross my path with constant accusations. I'm going to defend Roseanne. I'm sorry. And you know, look, that's just the way it is. You want free speech. The other side is going to have to free speech. And I want to focus on your crime, on your burning down cities. You know my solution to this problem is total separation. As far as Roseanne is concerned, since she lost her job, maybe Howard Schultz could hire her, and she could work for Starbucks.
There you go. Yeah. Did you see that they closed down 8,000 stores yesterday so they could do diversity training? Nah, it was crazy. No, they closed down all these stores. And by the way, it wasn't the one down on Las Vegas Boulevard because it was open yesterday. But they closed down 8,000 stores so that their employees could go through some kind of 4 hours of diversity training. And again, Howard Schultz and the people at Starbucks, incredibly liberal. Incredibly liberal. Coming up in our next hour. Wow. Jim Small will join us, running for assembly in District 2. He's got a tough battle on his hands, but a lot of people are rallying to this guy. And I will tell you, I know this from experience because I see him out. Nobody works harder at campaigning. I used to think Jim Marchant in District 37 or a Victoria Seaman, but boy, this guy is on fire. Jim Small will join us coming up at the top of the hour. Oh, but did you know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message. When I first told my father I wanted to run for public office, he asked, why would you want to do that? The people that are the most successful are the ones that lie the best and have the most money to lie the most often. I laughed thinking my dad didn't know what he was talking about.
But as usual, Dad was right. I learned this is how the swamp operates. They take millions of dollars from lobbyists and special interest groups. Then they vote favorably for their legislation. Then they use the money to lie about good conservative candidates who challenge the establishment. They did this with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, and even Donald Trump. But we can put a stop to this. We can show them that Nevadans want honest public servants who keep their promises. I have never been afraid to take on the establishment from either party. I realize that if we want to change the way Washington, D.C. operates, we need to drain the swamp. That's why I have never backed down from the challenge. Every race that I've been in, the establishment has spent millions of dollars lying about me. They are scared to death to see me in office because they know they can't control me. I will vote for what is in the best interest of my fellow Nevadans, not the establishment. I've taken my lumps and my losses. However, I've always fought back. I won the first defamation lawsuit by a politician in Nevada, and I'm in the process of winning a second. But winning lawsuits won't change Washington, D.C. Only draining the swamp will.
This message was paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Coming up, oh, did I mention early voting underway right now? You're getting ready to make lunch plans. Why don't you plan maybe 10 minutes? Because that's all it will take to vote, I swear. Tell you what, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in a couple of calls. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, sir? I just in reference to your last caller, as a black man, I find it very offensive that he's going to come on and say he's going to support Roseanne Barr for her comments. That's just like me coming on saying I'm going to support Farrakhan for his racist comments because he has, you know, the right of free speech. I think any time it's racially motivated, it's disgusting, and I don't give a. I really don't care which party it comes from.
And can I tell you, I agree with you that I'm not saying that we need to apologize because she's already apologized. But what she said in those tweets was wrong. It was not just racially tinged, it was racist. And there just is no place in our society. I mean, there just is no place in our society for that kind of stuff. Now, I also believe that some of the Joy Behar stuff or talk about Christians or about white people, that's wrong too. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one done. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. I'll get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to votebrentjones.com. That's votebrentjones.com.
Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.